is the McDonald's Mikey Trail Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Trail Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Coles is your weekly look inside Vinton County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the world wide web
from a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Coles, here's your host, Carl Knox.
And welcome to another edition of the Viking Round Ball Podcast. It's episode number 58. If you're keeping track, regardless of where in the world you are, whatever you're doing, we certainly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to get caught up on all the joyful, great things that are Viking basketball. Is that right, Coach?
That's right.
You know, if basketball ever doesn't work out for you, based on the sincerity of your last statement, I think sales would be...
Politics.
Oh, yeah, politics. Because it's that GQ-esque face that you have and that line of poo-poo.
Yeah.
You could be successful at whatever you do, Coach.
I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. That's what friends
are
for.
You never know when you have to shift gears and go into a...
What, are you thinking of a career change right now?
You might see me run for president in 2020.
Well, based on this last week of Viking varsity basketball, I might see you jump off a cliff, too.
Nah, I don't think so.
Pound nails in your head. I don't know. Probably the thoughts crossed your mind at some juncture in your coaching career. But you have a beautiful wife and two wonderful kids.
Yeah, yeah. Got a lot of blessings outside of basketball, but it has been a rough week. You're right.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's even tougher when you got to interview the cat that's the head coach and try to make it all sound good. So you're okay.
All right.
Well, now that we've lost 45.6% of our listening audience, let's proceed with the other
or three people.
Hey. Yeah, I think we did get a lot of hits last week. On the Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, no, I bet we did. That was good.
Actually, an old buddy of mine, old radio buddy from back in the 80s, 90s. I don't know what the station is. He's the sports director of the big AM radio station up in Akron, Canton. Uh-huh. Does all the Akron Zip stuff. I get a text from him out of the blue, you know, and say I'm listening to the DeRosa interview.
So, oh, cool.
Well, of course, he knows the DeRosa family up there from, that area of the state. But anyhow, enough of that stuff last week. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of the sports production. Do have a good guest coming up here in a bit. Coach Rod Bentley of the Vinton County Lady Vikes, he'll be on with us via phone to kind of run down their regular season, their tournament draw coming up, as well as going over their seniors, five great seniors that really have done a great job for Coach Bentley and the program, as the girls having a very successful 14-7 record thus far in the regular season. Still got some games to finish up. We'll be talking to Rod here in a little bit. But with you, Coach, not a lot to talk about. Of course, last week we taped late, the day after the Athens loss. And with this week, the only game that we have to talk about, unfortunately, is another loss, as the Miami Trace Panthers come into your place Saturday night, January the 30th, and walk out of your house with a 62-53 win over your Vikings. I know that has to be very, very frustrating.
Yeah, it was a frustrating night. They take nothing away from Miami Trace. They played well, but I thought it was probably the first night where we just really didn't play with the emotion or the energy. I mean, because against Athens, we got off to a slow start, but part of that was they shot the ball well and all that. We really looked lethargic at times on Saturday, and that part of it's really frustrating to me. Miami Trace is the type of team that could beat you on a given night, even if you play well, and they play well. They're a good team. But for us to play that way and just not be ourselves was very frustrating. And, but luckily, maybe you learn something about yourself, and hopefully going into this tough week we have coming up, which we'll talk about later. I know Maybe we learn something about ourselves and regroup and get better. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Jordan Albright leads the Vikings with 15 points. Outside of that, I don't even know if you had any other scores in double digits.
I'm not sure. It was close. I mean, Jordan hit some shots late. We all struggled shooting the basketball. It's probably our worst shooting night from the perimeter of the year. I don't know that we took bad shots. We maybe settled for some threes against their zone instead of getting into the middle of the paint, stuff like that. But for the most part, most of those shots were open with decent shooters shooting them. But we struggled shooting the basketball. I mean, we got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but then bounced back and had a pretty good first quarter and were leading. And I think we had a three-point lead late in the second quarter and gave up back-to-back threes then the half.
That last possession right before the half, you guys had the ball and could have held on to it and took a bit. It was a bad time and score.
We rush a shot up, and then they come down, like you say, and hit a three at the buzzer, and that's a big momentum thing there when you go in the locker room with that. And then the third quarter really was a mess. We never came out of the locker room ready, you know, with any more energy, maybe even less, and really had a bad third quarter. And the thing about Miami Trace is when you get behind to them, they're a difficult team to speed up and try to get back in the game with, because they play four and sometimes five guards, and they're pretty athletic, so they can spread you out and force you to run around like wild men, like we had to do at times.
Yes.
We had a little success late, you know, causing a couple turnovers, but you don't want to have to live like that. And
you were down, what, 12,
yeah.
10, 12 points trying to make a...
And I think we got it to five once maybe and had an opportunity. But you know, you put yourself in that situation against a team that can spread you out that way and kind of control tempo on you. It was difficult. And
what was the conversation like at halftime? I mean, was there any key points as far as let's come out, you know, any changes that you wanted to see? I know you weren't happy with the way you went into the locker room, but what was the overall discussion?
You know, we were pretty frustrated because, you know, we just felt like, you know, we didn't guard the three-point line very well, and that's something early in the year we did a really good job of, and here lately it seems like the three balls hurt us quite a bit in these last two games, and so we were pretty frustrated about that, and really just tried to motivate the kids, really. I mean, I just felt like we were flat, felt like we just weren't playing with emotion. And so that was really the number one thing before any X's and O's stuff. We were just trying to pick them, you know, just trying to get them going a little bit, jumpstart them a little bit, but it just didn't seem to work out.
Yeah, defensively, like you said, it looked like it was not, by far, was not one of the better defensive efforts. And then offensively, I kind of felt like, as the game, especially in that third quarter, as Miami Trace kind of extended their lead or held it, it seemed to me that offensively you guys kind of got, your kids got a little frustrated or, for lack of a better word, impatient.
Probably, yeah.
And it just, you know, you see players that, be it frustration, be it anger, be it whatever emotion you want to pull out of the hat, they weren't themselves.
Right.
And I think it was kind of, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and again, I know you love your kids like they're your own, but at the end of the day, they're kids. And sometimes sometimes you think you know what they're thinking, and you might just be completely dead wrong.
Right, so right.
Tough loss.
You don't, you know, I mean, teenagers are unpredictable, obviously. And, you know, we told them, you know, we always as coaches look at ourselves first. You know, we don't just blame our guys, and, you know, we critique ourselves and try to find out what we're doing wrong and need to get better at. But so it's a team thing. It's coaches and players. We all have to get better, and hopefully we'll be able to do that starting tomorrow night.
As you say that, before we get out of this segment and get Coach Bentley in here, you know, when you made that comment that, you know, you kind of look in the mirror at yourself and the job that you do as a coach, and I know you and NJ I've heard conversations where you'll talk about things. Is there anything that you know this last week that you look at, and you've been doing this a long time, thinking that maybe something that you could have done better, or second guessing yourself, just kind of thinking, maybe I need to change this, maybe I need to change this approach, or do those things run through your head?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think you always question yourself a little bit. I think for us, every team has different things you worry about as a coach, and with this team, you know, this week defensively we've had some struggles,
right?
And part of that at times is trying to find the right combination to play. You know, when you play a team that has, you know, four or sometimes five guards on the floor, and you're trying to figure out ways to match up with that defensively, but still put your best offensive team on the floor. You know, it's not like football. It doesn't stop, you know, between offense and defense.
Yeah,
you know,
right, exactly.
They got to play both ends. And that part of it's tough. And so you just try to study it and watch film and say, okay, maybe we can work these guys in this situation. And you're just trying to figure it out that way. So, but that's a difficult juggling act sometimes.
Well, I know that you're kind of famous for late in the games in a possession, a dead ball possession game where you're shooting free throws, things like that. You're renowned for, you'll put one kid in specifically for a defensive role, and then if you can get him out and put an offensive kid, I mean, I've seen you do that for years.
But at the end of the game, you can sort of do that because
you can't do it in the first quarter.
You're either fouling to stop the clock or you have, but you know. Yeah, like you said, you may go, you know, you may have three or four possessions by each team without a whistle, you know, in the middle of a game. And that, so it's tough, but we're going to do our best to figure it out. Obviously, these kids, the one thing about these kids, they care and they're going to try. I mean, we're all trying our best, coaches and kids, and we're just going to stick with it. And, there's no attitude problems or anything like that. Fortunately, we're just going to grind away and try to get better every day.
With the game schedule, three games this week, three games next week, you're coming off this game this past Saturday night on the 30th of January. I know you guys came in yesterday and did some work on a Sunday, just given the schedule.
Right.
At this point in the season, I know you're not putting a lot of new stuff in. It's already there. If there's anything, you're tweaking a set or something of that nature. That being said, how big of a concern is the kids' legs? Like, when they only have 2 days between their next game and then they have played back-to-back nights, how big of a concern when you guys practice is that?
It's a huge concern, and I think that practices have to be shorter this time of year, and you have to be careful, you know, what you do. I mean, you have to go hard at times, mm-hmm. but you may only go hard for, you know, 45 minutes instead of an hour and a half or something, you know, and you try to cut that duration down a little bit, I think. And a lot of it now needs to be mental. You know, you need to make sure you're ready for your opponent, watching film, you know, walking through some things and getting a lot of extra shooting in and just staying alert. And because, like you said, if you're not, you know, if you have major, major things you have to work on right now, you're probably not where you need to be. I think our adjustments are more minor. So we just have to kind of find time to work those in. This will be tough. You know, this week we'll only have two practices, and this week, you know, in terms of the school week itself. So, but a lot of basketball in between. So hopefully things will work out well for us.
Okay, if I could give you a magic wand and you could change one aspect of your team's behavior, playing, whatever, what would it be right now?
Well, that's a tough one.
That's why you make the.
I mean, there's nothing glaring, you know, that I see as an issue, to be honest with you.
Confidence, probably something.
Yeah, I mean, you would, you know, obviously, whenever you have a week like we've had this week, your confidence probably gets shook a little bit. So, yeah, I think that's probably right. I mean, if we could go into tomorrow night, the same confident basketball team we were, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, that would be a fresh of breath air for me. So, I mean, definitely, that would be something to be great.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I have no confidence on hand, so I can't help you, but thanks for telling
us. Thanks for trying,
though. Hey, it's okay. Coming up next, we'll talk to Rod Bentley, second-year varsity girls basketball coach for Vinton County, about the wonderful job he's done and a great, great group of seniors as they are in a tie right now for the TVC Ohio Crown. We'll talk to Rod Bentley and talk about his season with the Lady Vikes as the Viking Rumble podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's. McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. McDonald's and high school sports, they go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Episode number 58. Carl Knox along with Coach Matt Combs. And happy to welcome in another coach. We talk to him from time to time. The head coach of the Lady Varsity Girls Basketball Vikings, none other than Coach Rod Bentley. How you doing, Rod?
Good. How you doing, Carl? Appreciate having me on.
Oh, no problem. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And first and foremost, congratulations. A pretty strong regular season with your Lady Vikes as you still got a couple of games in the regular season as you're going into tonight's game as we tape this Monday afternoon, February the 1st. Still got a game home tonight, senior night with River Valley, and then Thursday going on the road to play over at the MAC against Athens. But thus far, so far this year, a 14-6 regular season mark, 8-2 in the TVC Ohio. I know it's a senior laden team, but just your thoughts so far on the regular season and how the Lady Vikes have progressed.
Well, I'm real proud of our girls, how we've progressed. You know, we've played some really good basketball at times, and you know, we've had some good things. You know, our goal was to win the league this year. And, you know, we're a chance to win that if we, you know, we share that title, if we win our next two games. And so I'm proud of the girls where we are. Just a little worried. We had a tough weekend last weekend, but overall we're solid. We're hanging in there.
You know, Coach, you know, we you and I have talked, and your non-league schedule is pretty brutal. I mean, there's no question about that. The likes of a Circleville, who I think's like 17-2, the likes of a Warren, obviously the Maysville team you played on Saturday, you know, Minford team you played, the list goes on and on. Jackson twice, Uniota, you play a really tough non-league schedule. And obviously, you know, that's tough because, you know, you're sitting here at 14-7, which is an excellent year. And if you played the non-league schedule some of the other teams played, you'd have 18-19 wins. But how do you feel going in the tournaments that you're battle-tested? I think that non-league schedule is probably going to pay dividends for you.
You know, I feel real good about going to the tournament. I mean, you know, like I said, we have played four or at least three number one seeds. You know, so when we go in the tournament, we're playing, you know, we're prepared. I mean, we've played some real tough teams. So I think we'll be fine. And, you know, we had, like I said, we had a good summer coming into it with the teams that we played. And you know, we played some good basketball. And, you know, with Circleville, I think they're state ranked, sixth or seventh right now. And, you know, we thought we had a chance to beat them. They only beat us by two. And we was up on them, you know, with about 30 seconds left. We lost the lead. So, you know, we played some good basketball at the time. I'm real proud of the girls, how they, you know, kind of competed with some really good programs.
Not to mention the league's pretty good, you know, especially Nelsonville and Alexander, and obviously you've split with both of them, and you're sitting right here in a with a chance to have a share of the league after this week. So talk about your league schedule a little bit, and it's been the type of league where people beat up on each other, it seems like.
Oh yeah, you know, Alexander, they got the number one seed. Nelsonville ended up getting the number three seed. So, you know, I mean, they're a really good program. I mean, they got some really talented players over there. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, our league's tough, and every night we, you know, it's a battle.
Coach, with tonight being senior night, obviously this podcast isn't going to be released until about the time you guys are tipping off. But a very senior laden team that you have, and I know that it's gonna hurt a little bit to say goodbye to this crew of young ladies as Michaela Puckett, Jalen Hale, Sarah Owens, Katie Fee, Alexis Williams, who I understand she's a little banged up right now, had some surgery, and Hannah Radaball. But talk about these five young ladies and how they've affected the Viking program, and you know, just your thoughts on each one of these girls individually.
You know, when I took over 2 years ago, I met with these kids, and they wanted to be a part of something. They wanted basketball, and you know, we lived it this summer. We spent a lot of time working at it, but you know, these girls are great seniors, they're great leaders. You know, I mean, I started with Michaela. You know, she's over 1,000 points. She's pushing 1,100 points now. You know, she's had a great career for us. She's just a great leader. Jalen Hale, which we're real proud. We got her signed at Rio Grande.
Right.
She's going to be playing college ball there. You know, Sarah Owens, probably one of the best athletes you see. You know, even last year she set the all-time or the single game assist record. So we're real proud of that. Hannah Radaball, she's one of the better shooters in this area. You know, Katie Fee. I mean, like I said, Katie Fee would start on most teams. You know, besides the Alexander and Nelsonville, she'd be probably a starter or leading scorer on some of those other teams. And, you know, Katie's been our sixth, seventh man off the bench. And, you know, Alexis came back to our program. Unfortunately, she got hurt on a sledding accident, which really drives us nuts. And she started playing really good basketball. So, you know, those six seniors, they really carried us. They're doing a great job. I mean, they're just good kids. You know, they're at practice. We say practice at 6. They're there at 5:30. And they just, you know, they set the tone, and they really, you know, kind of set the stage for our three sophomores that we're bringing back next year. So I'm just glad to be part of their, you know, their career. It was a lot of fun coaching them. Just want to miss them.
Coach, is there any, I know with Jalen getting signed down at Rio Grande, and a nice article in the newspaper and a presser on that, Is Michaela made her decision? Is she going to play at the next level? And if so, can we expect an announcement from any particular school anytime in the near future?
Yeah, Michaela's definitely going to play somewhere. I mean, we, you know, I've been on the phone today with a couple people. There, she's drawing a lot of interest. You know, she really is. We think she's going to sign here, hopefully by the end of the week. You know, there's a couple schools, and I don't really want to mention it right now. We're still trying to work this out a little bit. But I think she's going to, you know, she's definitely going to play somewhere. Looks to us like the D2 level. You know, what she's going to probably play is that 3-4 in college. But, yeah, Michaela's, you know, she's got a lot of interest. She's been, you know, she's being recruited. We just haven't had a chance to get her signed. And I think what a lot of schools are waiting for is, you know, who graduates, who, you know, it's just a touchy subject with them right now. So we're working it. I know that definitely she's going to play college basketball.
You know, Coach, as obviously you have a lot to think about here tonight and Thursday just to finish this league out, but looking ahead to tournaments just for a second, we had your draw yesterday, and you're playing Thursday, February 11th, 8 o'clock against Megs, which obviously, you know, people know who they are because you've already played them twice. If you move past that first round, do you line up with Sheridan? Is that correct?
Yeah, we line up with Sheridan, and they're a solid basketball team. You know, we got a chance to play them in the summer. We played them three times, and I don't know how this relates to winter basketball, but, you know, we were able to win two of the three times in the summer. They have a really good girl. They got a 6'5" girl that's, you know, she's just solid. She plays real, you know, she plays like, you know, she actually faces the basket of being 6'5". But, you know, she's gonna be a tough task for us. But, I mean, it's gonna be a fun game if we can, you know, if we can handle Megs, which, you know, Megs is another team that just, it's one of those teams, Coach, and you know what I'm talking about. We know that we're better than them, but they just match up well with us, and it's always hard to get a good lead on them. They just hang in there. They're a very resistant group.
Well, I tell you, we wish you all the best, not only tonight, but the remainder of the regular season. And the tournament season is, you know, a week from now, you'll be concentrating on the survive and advance portion of the season. Really, personally, Rod, just the things I hear around the community, you've really had a great positive impact on our program in your second year. And, you know, I'm honestly not blowing smoke here. I don't think I've heard anything negative. And when you coach, let alone coach a girls program, and no one's talking bad about you or wanting, you know, you to get the can or whatever, I think that's a great testament to the relationship you've built with the girls and the way you've kind of gone about your business and getting the program really up and going.
Well, you know, I always talk to our kids about, you know, this. And, you know, if people are upset with your parents are upset about your playing time, ask your kid. Your kid knows. You know, whoever plays the best in practice, whoever's our best five, that's who we're going to go with. And that's how we do it. You know, I mean, that's how we do it. We compete like that. And, you know, I'm proud of coaching this community. It's, you know, these kids are, you know, I've been around a lot of basketball, but these kids, there's something special about them. You know, they value hard work. And for this group of girls that will come up and just keep pounding away at it. And you know, it's a great place to coach. I'm really enjoying it. I enjoy it a lot. And I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, I tell you what, the girls are obviously, you know, talk to some of them throughout the season, and they really seem to enjoy themselves and have a lot of respect for you and your staff. And it seems like there's a closeness there, and not to sound cliche, but there's definitely a team. There's not a lot of I's and me's and egos and, you know, this girl's getting more time or more points and things like that. It seems like they all work very well together, and that's a testament to you and, you know, the staff and what you guys have put together. So all the best tonight for senior night and the remainder of the season, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you sometime down the road, okay, Rod?
All right. I appreciate having me on.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Rod Bentley of the Vinton County Lady Vikes there is he's a busy guy.
Yeah, and you're right. He has done a great job with the program, and they've had a great year. And like I said, 14-7 is a good record, you know, period, but it's a really good record when you consider the non-league schedule they've played. And hopefully they can get both these games and at least get a share of that TVC, because that'd be nice for those girls.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've already hashed through the loss to Miami Trace, but got to let that one go and move on down the line. 2 weeks from now, you'll be starting getting into the tournament as you only have six games left, three this week, three next week. We'll preview now this week, coming up tomorrow, February the 2nd, a home date with Coach Jake Lyon and the Nelsonville York Buckeyes, and then a back-to-back makeup. Got to turn around Wednesday, February the 3rd. Head over to the Alley and then finish things up with a road date this week on the 5th down at River Valley. Quickly, Nelsonville York, I don't want to assume that that's going to be an easy game. You know, their record maybe might not be indicative of the way they play. Hard playing team.
Right.
You got them coming in tomorrow night. What are you going to changes there?
I've got a lot of respect for Coach Klein and the way he runs his program, and you know, right now, the way things have went for us, this is the most important game of our season tomorrow night. That's the way I look at it. We've obviously had a rough week. We need to play well. Our kids need to start to regain some confidence, because I think we have some real confidence issues a little bit right now. And so we need to get back on the horse, so to speak, and play well. And Nelsonville's going to come in and really be ready and play hard. Whenever they're in those situations where they don't have a lot to lose and they're kind of the underdog, I think Coach Klein enjoys that, and he'll put together a good game plan, and they'll play us hard. And so, you know, hopefully our kids will be ready to go. Like I said, regardless of what we have later in the week, we're going to talk about Nelsonville tonight at practice, and that's going to be it, because we have to play well. Tomorrow night, every league game counts as one, and they're all important.
There will be nothing regarding Alexander Wednesday.
Not tonight. No, we're not in that situation. First of all, there's not going to be a whole lot about Nelsonville. We need to worry about ourselves,
right?
You know, but we will go over some things about Nelsonville like we always do pregame, and then we'll worry about the Vinton County Vikings first and foremost, and then we'll address Wednesday when Wednesday comes. But we need to really play well, and that's what we're focusing on.
You know, as I think back when you made that comment about, you know, Coach Klein, you know, one of you guys have both been in the league for a long time, kind of them enjoying that spoiler role.
Right.
And I just as you said that, I'm thinking on two occasions. One was way back when, 2004, 2005. Remember Jay Edwards hit a half-court shot to beat you guys at the buzzer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got that one.
That was like in 06. And then
the one just a couple years ago when you had to beat them. They came here late in the season.
Cost us an outright title. We ended up sharing it. This is way back, but I remember one Coach Klein also – or no, actually, that wasn't Coach Klein. That was Nelsonville. I think that might have been when Jay was there because Coach Klein was there, and then he left for a while and came back. I remember when Jay was there, they beat Belpre on the last game of the season to help us get a share of the league 1 year.
Yeah. So they do.
So Nelsonville kind of has that reputation. So we've got to worry about us and just make sure we're ready to play.
I didn't mean to like throw salt in the wound or anything. To your point, and I'll remember saying this early in the season. I think when you guys, you know, you're still undefeated, you're 8-0, 9-0, whatever, back in the around Christmas break, is you made the comment then, I really don't care whether we win or lose. Your main concern or your point to this was, I want to see our kids continue to progress.
Right.
If that means we lose a game. And in light of this back-to-back losses to Athens and Miami Trace, like we talked in segment one, that's a concern of yours right now. And you know, you really don't have a lot of time to try to psychoanalyze it or throw stuff in. It's kind of a, for lack of a better term, a confidence / psychological situation.
Well, I mean, it's a gut check for sure. And our kids are going to have to overcome adversity. They haven't had to face a lot of adversity this year, you know. And prior to this week, if we're being honest, I mean, it was pretty smooth sailing. And you know, now they've got punched in the gut a little bit, and we're going to find out who we are. And you know, I know these kids care, and I know they have a lot of heart and all that, and they're going to have to be tough enough to overcome it and get through it. And we're going to work with them and try to help them get there. You know, we have a lot to play for, obviously, and a lot of things to shoot for. So I don't think motivation will be an issue. We just got to get back on the horse and play. I think playing every day might be the best thing right now for us. You know, we need to play, hopefully play well tomorrow, play again Wednesday, and just keep playing. You just said, you know, six games in 2 weeks, so we're going to play a lot of basketball here.
Yep, that's what they signed up to do. So hopefully they'll enjoy that. Real quickly, any injuries, anyone banged up right now?
No. Chase Wood was a little sick the other night against Miami Trace. He had been throwing up throughout the day, and that, you know, we had to limit his minutes a little bit, but I think he's okay now. He's saw him at school today. Everybody seems healthy. So we've been blessed with that, because let's face it, this has been a year where, man, there's been a lot of injuries. Oh. A lot of injuries of good players. You know,
yes.
The Cottrell kid at Uniota, the Lutz kid at Athens, Mowry at Zane Trace was out for a while. The McFadden kid at Paint Valley, who's getting ready to score his 1,000th point, missed the first 7 or 8 games of the year.
Right.
You know, you've got, you know, it's been a lot of that. So, yeah, we've been fortunate. We've been blessed. Hopefully it continues and we can stay healthy.
Well, coming up next podcast, we speaking to the kids. We're going to get the kids in here. I know we'll have the seniors on.
Right.
Probably have the rest of the team in the house, so to speak, a little Super Bowl pregame, you know, team bash, so to speak,
right.
Some pizza, stuff like that. And then I'm mistaken, next Sunday earlier in the afternoon before we tape, aren't you going to be down at Jackson High School for the boys tournament?
Well, there's the way I understand it right now, there's no actual meeting, but we'll have our bracket, you know, because everything's online now.
Okay,
know,
so there's no...
But we will know our matchup Sunday. I don't even know the exact time, but by the time... I'm sure by the time we do the podcast in the afternoon, we'll know who we play.
Okay, so Bob Kite's world-renowned chili and vegetable soup bar
is
closed for business.
No, order an extra pizza.
Yeah, I mean, wow. So, you know, and this is a talk. I know you don't look at preps during the season, but, you know, that's the big talk about the way the Southeast Districts, and I'm not going to get you completely into it because, you know, you're on a schedule, but... It's all done online.
Yeah.
So rather than going around in the cafeteria at Jackson High School and, you know, talking to different coaches, I'm just assuming, making the assumption that every coach's cell phone is going to blow up. And
yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm assuming that's the way it's going to be. But it ain't going to be for me, because I'll be honest with you. Wherever we're at, you're going to play somebody good in our sectional.
Well, that sectional's brutal. I mean, this is I was looking at the existing records of each team, and you get Fairfield Union's having a good year. You're having a good year. Athens has upset some teams. Meg's with their record. Warren Local, you know, they're coming.
Logan Elm. Sheridan's got 7 losses, and they've lost to number 1 ranked team in the state one time, and you know, they've had some tough losses. They're a good basketball team. You're going to play most likely 2 good basketball teams that have to get out, and depending on your seeding, for sure 1. So it's going to be a bear regardless of where you're seated. So you could pretty much shake them up in a hat probably and draw them out.
But. Yeah, it's true, because there's really, I mean, it's not like a half and half where you got that top half has winning records, the bottom half has losing. It's everyone's got enough wins in that sectional that, in my opinion, no game is going to be a cupcake for anybody.
It's
going to be tough. So we'll get the results of that next week, and also be talking to your seniors. That'll be a lot of fun, because there's some characters in that senior class.
Yeah, there are. There's some real good kids, and they'll be fun interviews. So look forward to talking to them.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Best of luck tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and Friday night to you and your boys as we're at that juncture of the season where things get a little exciting. So appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week, Coach.
All right, thanks.
You've been listening to the McDonald's Lanky Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. Join us next week for an inside look at Vikings hoops with the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, and your host, Carl Knox, right here on the McDonald's Viking Roundball Podcast.